Okay, question one in our Know Your Sport for the 20th of February. FIFA announced this week that what technology will be used for the first time at next year's World Cup finals in Brazil? What contentious technology will be used for the World Cup football finals in Brazil next year? Number two, which two teams qualified for the All-Ireland Club football final in games last weekend? Which two teams will go to Croke Park on St. Patrick's Day to play in the All-Ireland Club football final? Number three, Ireland rugby coach Declan Kidney surprised many when he announced which player will make his full debut in the out-half position against Scotland in the Six Nations this weekend. Number four, which famous cycle race, one of the grand tours of the sport, will start in Ireland in 2014? Which famous cycle race will start in Ireland next year? And finally, number five, most of Ireland's top-tier athletes took part in the National Indoor Athletics Championships last weekend, hosted at the impressive new indoor arena in which Midlands town? We'll go through them again from the top. Number one, FIFA announced this week that what somewhat controversial technology will be used at next year's World Cup finals in Brazil. Number two, which two teams qualified for the All-Ireland Club football final in games last weekend? Number three, Ireland coach Declan Kidney surprised many when he announced which player will make his full debut against Scotland in the Six Nations this weekend in the number 10 position. Number four, which famous cyclist, one of the sport's grand tours, will start in Ireland in 2014? And finally, number five, most of Ireland's top-tier athletes took part in the National Indoor Athletics Championships last weekend. These were hosted at the impressive new arena in which Midlands town? As always, there's no prizes or anything, but we will give you the answers before the end of the show, so stay tuned for them. All right, John, how do you think that's going to go for you?
No, not bad. I think I've nailed them this week.
Oh, bing, bing, bing. We'll be hoping we'll hear that bell a lot towards the end of the hour. Well, anyway, folks. Okay, so John Malarkey predicted he's got a clean sweep tonight, so let's see how he did. Number one, FIFA announced this week that what somewhat controversial technology will be used at next year's World Cup finals in Brazil?
The goal line technology, or Hawkeye, or whatever they call it.
I'll accept goal line technology, that's fine. Number two, which two teams qualified for the All-Ireland Club football final in games last weekend?
St. Bridget's and Ballymun Kickens.
I'll give you that. I wanted the full answer, St. Bridget's of Roscommon. That's how I want them to be referred to. Number three, Ireland rugby coach Declan Kidney surprised many when he announced which player will make his full debut against Scotland in the out-half position next weekend.
Paddy Jackson.
Paddy Jackson is correct. Number four, which famous cycle race, one of the sport's grand tour, will start in Ireland in 2014?
Must be the Tour de France.
Oh no, he's wrong. The clean sweep is gone, everyone. No, it is the Giro d'Italia.
All right.
I wasn't aware
of that one at all.
Never heard of it. Number five, most of Ireland's top tier athletes took part in the National Indoor Athletics Championships last weekend, hosted at the impressive new indoor arena in which Midlands town?
Athlone.
Athlone is correct. You redeemed yourself there at the death. That's 4-5. Okay, folks, hope you enjoyed them. We'll have more of them next week, of course. Until then. Oh, John, I thought you had. I really did think the clean sweep was on there.
Yeah, I'm a bit disappointed with that now. I thought I was on a roll tonight.
Oh, lucky. Well, you know, I'd say it would have been probably a bit bigger news if the Tour de France was coming back.
It probably would have been, yeah.
It would have been, yeah.
And when you asked that question, I was saying, how come I haven't heard that?